My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Okay, everyone, today we've got another special episode of Marketing School. This time it is with Ravi Abuvala, I think I got that right, Scaling with Systems. He's the chief scaling officer. We're going to let him explain what that means in a second. But his company is a firm that helps other companies scale to multiple seven figures using virtual assistants, automation, and systems. And I love nerding out on this type of stuff. You know, whether it's marketing, whether it is you want to talk about mergers and acquisitions, there always are systems that you have to follow. And really great to have Ravi on the show. How's it going, man?
I'm doing excellent, Eric. Thank you so much for having me on here. I've been a long time listener. Actually, just in the last guest that you had on, I used TubeSwift. So that's actually how I kind of had stumbled across you guys in the first place. And everyone that's listening, thank you guys so much for lending your ears. I hope I give you guys some value today.
For sure, it's going to be good. I'm going to dig out as many nuggets as I can for everyone. So yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, scaling with systems, what is your definition of it? And maybe some practical kind of case studies or examples?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So we essentially take businesses, usually higher ticket service-based businesses, and usually in the business-to-business sector. So online advertising, we've done real estate investing, real estate residential, search engine optimization. We've gone across the board. But essentially what we do is we help them scale by setting in systems, automations. And the coolest part about it is we have a training center in the Philippines, and we place fully trained virtual assistants inside of our clients' companies at about $3 an hour. So we're essentially teaching them what they need to do in order to grow and scale, sales funnels, automations, ads. We can nerd out on that. And then we actually give them a virtual assistant that's going to do that work for them.
Got it. So maybe, I mean, stories are always a good way to explain kind of what you do. So is there a case study that you can speak to? For example, I work with this type of company and we did this specifically and these are the results that they saw.
Yeah, I'd love to. So there's a few different ones, but I just was on a podcast a little bit earlier on a day, and the gentleman was creating a podcast, essentially PR company, where he gets other people on podcasts. And I was explaining to him about a client of mine, Adam. He is an incredible company, Mogul Insider. And he came to us. He didn't really know what he was doing. He said, hey, I want to run a PR company, but I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, look, I've been on these podcasts. They're incredible. I've been monetizing them quite a bit just from the value I'm giving, people reaching out to us. And I said, the biggest issue I see in the marketplace is in this industry is you can get people on podcasts, but the other issue is that you're not figuring out how to teach people how to monetize that podcast. Like, how do you actually make money from you? Just saying, hey, I have a great product or service doesn't really do anything. And so what we pretty much did is crafted a back-end offer for him so that he was actually teaching his clients how to generate sales from the podcast that they're getting on, how to generate leads and sales from it. And so we essentially helped him construct that. And he came in us literally $0 in the bank when he started this product with us. We taught him, gave him the virtual assistant, created a sales funnel for him, helped him create his video sales letter. First 30 days, he did about $40,000 in monthly recurring revenue. And then within 6 weeks, he had about $80,000 in monthly recurring revenue. And that's literally before he had even finished paying us off, he was already at $60,000 in monthly recurring revenue from zero. And it was because we were able to, number one, systemize the back end offer so that it was something that was the product market fit, and then just pour gasoline on the fire by having Instagram outreach, LinkedIn outreach, email, advertising, that kind of stuff.
So just to clarify, did you take him from zero to 80K a month or zero to 60K a month?
Both. So zero to 60K. And then he actually joined my higher. He was like, look, this works. Like, how can I work with you further? Join my higher level. And then we took him to 80K. And we did that literally just by working a little bit closer with him and adding in. I think organic's a great way to start. I know you guys, obviously, you and Neil talk about SEO and organic. And we do that really, really heavy. But at some point, obviously, throwing in the paid ads aspect of it can really light a fuel on the fire. And that's essentially where we did. After we have a product market fit, we know the messaging works, and we know the sales funnel converts, then we're actually going to turn on paid traffic. And that's how you obviously take off.
Got it. Just so I understand this, are you basically helping people craft their offer and then you're helping them scale it? And then you hand them a VA just to say, hey, here you go. You know, we're going to take the training wheels off. Go.
Yeah, great question. So actually, most of the time, people are already coming to us with an offer, a product market fit. So he already had the idea that he wanted. And usually, we don't work with people who are like, hey, I want to make my first dollar online, because that's a whole different person that's like, hey, I already have testimonies. I have case studies. I just can't get enough deals. I can't get enough appointments on the phone, whatever it is. And we're like, great. Most of the time, that has to do with you just not having enough attention. And so day one that a client works with us, they sign up with us and work with us, we pretty much craft their messaging, figure out what channel they need to be going on, and then we give it to the virtual assistant who does that outreach for them. And so it's not unusual for a client of ours who averages 1 to 2 appointments a week before they come to us, come in, and within 24 hours, they have about 8 to 10 appointments on their calendar for their service.
Got it. Okay. I want to talk about your business in a second, but just for people that maybe aren't in a stage where they can go to your services yet, I guess, what are some practical tips you might have for people looking to start scaling their offer? Because a lot of people, it's tough for them to go from zero to one in terms of revenue.
Yeah, it's a great question. And obviously, that's like the more mass market play. If I had to teach everyone how to make dollars online, it would be easier. But I like to work with people that are a little more established, because I'm able to help them a lot more than people that are just getting started. However, I always tell people this. So first of all, you need to find a product market fit. So figure out what works, what offer you have. It doesn't have to be something you're passionate about, but something that you could probably figure out how to do, and just figure out, hey, what is something that people would be willing to pay for, and how can I prove it? And so a lot of times the way that we do it is, you know, let's say you want to run an online advertising for real estate agents. Well, then you would approach the real estate agents that you know, because they already trust you, because you're a good person, not because you have the skills, because you're a good person. And you say, hey, if I could bring you 2 new closings this month or 10 new appointments with people who want to buy a home this month, would you be willing to pay me $1,000 or $1,500? They say yes. Then you say, great, it'll be $1,500. And then you'll actually take that first payment from them. That's proving that there's a product market fit. Someone's willing to pay you. And then you're going to go figure out how to actually deliver that. And the cool thing, especially with, like, you know, Neil's YouTube and everything out there, is that all the information's out there. If you want it, you can figure out how to do anything you need to do for somebody online for free. So then you take that money, you go deliver that service or product, you capture that first case study from the person that you did, usually a friend or a family member, and then you'll take that one case study, and then you start doing like what we do with other people. You create that into kind of a sales funnel that shows other people how you do it, and then you reach out, hey, I saw that you were a real estate agent in Atlanta. I worked with this real estate agent in Florida, and we were able to get them this and this. Here's a video that explains how I do it. And that'll allow you to essentially build the social credibility. And that'll just snowball to the point. Like, we have over 300 video testimonials on our website right now. And that's from doing exactly what I just described.
Got it. And so I'm looking at your site right now. You got this case study, 0 to 3 million in 2 years. You want to speak to that one too? Because I just think that's an amazing story.
Yeah, that's actually our case study. That's actually Scaling with Systems, the company that we're talking about here. So I originally created an advertising agency called Prospect Social. I dropped out of law school. I created an advertising agency called Prospect Social. That was really struggling in the very beginning. 6 months, I had about $3,000 in revenue. But then I learned some of the stuff that we teach now, which is the power of virtual assistants, the power of daily lead generation, the power of sales funnels, the power of ads. And all of a sudden, my calendar just getting fuller and fuller. And then I was hiring sales reps. And then I ended up traveling. I lived in South America. I lived in Europe for a while. And people started reaching out to me and saying, hey, you know, how the hell are you doing this? Like, I started the same time you did. I bought the same courses. And I was like, well, it really has to do with these virtual assistants. And it has to do with these sales funnels and these scripts. And so just like I explained to you guys a second ago, close friends of mine, they came to me, hey, how can you teach me? I taught them. They started telling their friends. They started telling their friends. And just like anybody who's listening to this, anybody that's a real entrepreneur, you know, you kind of know. And I was pushing away from it. I never wanted to be the guy that taught somebody else. Like, that was not supposed to be my goal. I liked my advertising agency. I was living the 4-hour work week. And they just kept on, more and more people came. And I was like, well, I guess I got something on my hands. So I took it to about $2 million with myself, a virtual assistant, and one commission-based employee. And then within the last about 6 months, we have now hired a staff of 30, not including our virtual assistant training center in the Philippines. And we're on about a 4.1 million run rate this year.
Got it. And so you keep mentioning virtual assistants. And I think some people might say, okay, I've worked with virtual assistants in the past and, you know, they haven't worked out that well. And, you know, for me specifically, you know, when I used to work with virtual assistants in the Philippines, they would give me the same excuse. They'll work hard for a little bit and then they'll kind of just disappear. And like, it was a common excuse. They get hit by a car and then they come back and they're healthy again, right? I don't know if they all like congregate together and just, hey, here's the excuse we're going to use. But I guess I'm wondering is, what is different about the virtual assistants that you're talking about? Because I think everyone has this preconceived notion, or a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome question. I'm happy you gave me the opportunity to kind of address that. And so, yeah, obviously, just like anybody else, I don't care if it's a Harvard graduate or a virtual assistant in the Philippines, like, you got good eggs and you have bad eggs. And that's just the case of the matter. But the cool thing about what we do is, like, we're, first of all, the virtual assistants that we're finding them out of call centers or employers that have had them for 5 to 10 years, never missed a day of work, whatever. So they already have a good work history. Then they go through a pretty rigorous 30-day interview process for us and a testing process. And then another 30-day training process where we teach them, hey, here's how you send 500 emails a day. Here's how you do lead generation. Here's how you do website creation. Here's how you do funnel creation. Here's how to use Slack. So by the time they get to our clients, there's usually about 65 days worth of training and vetting and interviewing going on. And the truth of the matter is that anybody that's willing to go through a lot of that already shows kind of commitment to whatever job or position they're taking. And so by the time they work with our client, that's how I said in the beginning, it's not a surprise within 24 hours to have 12 to 15 appointments on your calendar, because they already know how to do everything. They just need to know what's the industry and what's the offer. And so we usually do all the vetting and the hard work, and we take it out of our clients' hands. And that allows us to have our clients have really excellent virtual assistants. And the other thing that we do is we offer a lifetime guarantee. So if for whatever reason someone would say, I got hit by a car, I got pregnant, the internet went down, or you just had consistent issues, we just take one of the other ones that we've trained and we replace them with the one that you have in about 48 hours. So you kind of take out of that risk of, like, I just spent 6 months training this person and then they, quote unquote, like Eric just said, got hit by a car, and now I, you know, have to retrain somebody else. Well, we take that fear out of that by offering a lifetime guarantee for our clients.
Got it. And so these virtual assistants, correct me if I'm wrong, these are primarily, their role is more of a marketing support role.
Yeah, most of the time, I'd say about 80% of the time, they're doing lead generation, website development. But a lot of times, like, we work a lot with B2B advertising agencies or lead generation companies. And what they'll do a lot of times is actually we'll teach our clients how to systemize their back end to the point that instead of paying an ads manager $2,000, $5,000 a month, you can pay a virtual assistant $400 a month to do the exact same work. So I'd say about 80% of the time, they're mostly front end trying to fill up your calendars, because in my opinion, that's what drives everything else. Without a full calendar, it doesn't matter how great your offer is. And then once you have that nailed down, a lot of them are getting second, third, fourth virtual assistants from us to do account management, to do the actual client fulfillment on the back end. And that'll just lower their costs and obviously making them a lot more profitable.
Got it. So your offer is mainly, you're helping people drive the attention that they need, right? So I hear a lot of sales funnels. I hear a lot of ads type of stuff. You're just trying to drive the attention there so they can get more conversions, correct?
Exactly. That's the meat of our offer, is pretty much that. But then we work on the back end eventually to teach them, okay, how do I, because obviously the main issue comes, most people, their bottleneck is they don't have enough leads. But very quickly, as you and Neil both know, lead generation works, right? SEO works, and you'll have too much leads you know what to do with. And so then we go to the other end and we're like, they can't fulfill fulfill this amount of work because they're doing custom work, they're doing custom offers. So then we'll work on the back end and figure out, hey, how do we make pretty much an infinitely scalable back end offer that you don't have to come in and spend 10 hours every single client? And that usually comes back in with adding either systems or the virtual assistants again.
Got it. So let's use your business as an example. I'm looking at your website. So, you know, it's get a price, it drives them to an application. They got, you know, the next 3 days they can book only. What is going on with this? How are you making this system work?
Yeah, so great question. So actually, if you want to go through that right now, what you'll see, book a time on there. And so one of the biggest things that we teach our client is essentially what's known as the 7-hour rule. And this is something we've pulled from data. But the idea behind it is that when you are taking a total cold stranger and trying to turn them into a happy paying customer, you need on average about 7 hours of content in order to do that. And so the 7 hours of content can come from webinars, it can come from video sales letters, it can come from, you know, outbound messaging, can come from YouTube content, can come from blog posts, whatever it is. They need about 7 hours of content. And so most of the time, our virtual assistants doing the outreach or our paid ads or any of our landing pages are just trying to kind of pretty much massage this content into the lead's mind. So that by the time they get on the phone with you, they're pretty warmed up to whatever your offer is and whatever you have to sell, which is really valuable if you're doing higher ticket, which is kind of what we specialize in. So they're able to pay on the first call or the second call. So if Eric's made it to the, after he's booked a time, he's immediately redirected to a thank you page, which has a video as soon as you land on it at the very top. And then you scroll down and there's probably a dozen more videos, all ranging from 1 hour and 20 minutes down to a 3-minute video, all with different objection handlers, a different how we, you know, example coaching calls or example client case studies. And then underneath that is just hundreds and hundreds of video testimonials. And so we're pretty much helping our clients create that for themselves so that by the time the lead gets on the phone with our clients after they've generated the lead, the question's not, who the hell are you and what do you do? It's, hey, I love the content. I understand how this works. Let's see if this makes sense for my business in particular.
Got it. And so how are you getting leads for this business right now?
So we do a few different traffic. I think generating leads is like my favorite thing. I think it was my calling to this world. I absolutely love lead generation. So a few different ways. Podcasts is number one, right? At the end, you make a call to action. That's a great example. Number two are going to be, you know, LinkedIn outreach. So we have our virtual assistants do about 80 to 100 pieces of targeted outreach a day. Cold emailing. So people think cold emailing is dead, but we get quite a bit of money every single month with cold emails. So doing 300 to 500 every single day pieces of email outreach to your target market. Obviously, Facebook ads and YouTube ads. We spend a few $100,000 a month on that to generate traffic for us. And I have other organic sources like SEO and YouTube organic that we all track in there. And then we have a tracking software that we actually built ourselves that will let us know exactly where these leads are coming from and exactly which source. So is it a podcast? Which podcast? Was it an email? Which email? And we can see at the end of the month or the end of the quarter what exactly is driving the most sales. And then we can just 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, whatever that is.
Got it. And how is the team structured right now? You have sales, you have marketing, because I just booked a call. It's a fake call, by the way, but I can see it went to Steve on your team. So how does that look in the back end?
So essentially the way that we have our team set up, it's myself. I have a chief operating officer below me. And then below him, we have a few different. So sales and marketing are pretty much, we think sales and marketing are interdependent. So they're pretty much one branch and one team. I have about 30 employees total. About 15 of those are either outbound sales reps or inbound sales reps. And the rest of the team is either going to be my training center in the Philippines. So they manage finding the VAs, training the VAs, and placing the VAs. And then the rest is going to be customer success and client management. So we invest quite a bit of money in customer success and client management because I have other back-end offers and I want everyone to see success with me so they continue to buy with me on the back end. But the gentleman you just booked with is Steve. He was an outbound rep and actually it's super interesting. We get sales reps to actually pay us money to come work for us to learn how to generate deals and learn how to make money. And then they become from an outbound rep where they're doing outbound messaging or a virtual assistant doing their outbound messaging to the point that they're an inbound rep and I'm actually generating the traffic for you. So shout out to Steve if he's listening to this. He just became an inbound rep like 3 days ago. So that's the one that you just booked your appointment with.
Cool. So, you know, if people are interested in scaling up, they're like, okay, you know, it seems like I'm kind of where they're talking about right now, where Ravi's like, hey, you know what? You know, if you're stuck, you should probably, you know, think about working with us. I guess, how do you price your services exactly just so people have a range?
Yeah, sure. So it varies. We have a few different pricing points based on what package you choose. So sometimes people are like, hey, Ravi, I just want a virtual assistant. I don't need anything else. I just want one of these killer virtual assistants that are as good as a Harvard graduate. And so that's going to be just anywhere from like $1,000 to $3,000 is essentially the beginning package of that. And then if you're like, hey, I actually want the systems. I want the processes. I want to work one-on-one with you. I want the coaching calls. I want the coursework. I want the proven scripts. I want all of this stuff. That can start at $5,000 and that goes all the way up to $40,000, depending on pretty much how much one-on-one work you want with me. But the number one goal, and this is exactly what I teach our clients, is this. Every business I've ever run, I've made it so that it's wildly successful in the essence of my clients. About 80% of our clients make an ROI from what they paid us within the first 30 days, especially if you're on a payment plan, because that's how I've always learned to create a monthly recurring business or anything if you're doing payment plans, is to make it within the first 3 days, 5 days, they close a deal and they're able to scale from there. So it just makes it a no-brainer for them to work with us, which is also why, Eric, we usually work with people that are a little higher ticket and have an established business. Because if you haven't made a dollar online, it's going to be take a lot longer to even get you in the right mindset and get your offer proven than if you're like, hey, I already have case studies. I already have something that works. I just need to kind of put fuel on the fire. I need more attention right now.
And when you say they have some testimonials, I guess what's a good revenue size to start with?
Yeah, I'd probably say about $100,000 in annual revenue a year. So at that point, you're doing about $8,000 a month, $10,000 a month. You kind of understand like, hey, I kind of know how business works. I kind of have a niche. I kind of have an offer. And instead of me trying to figure this out over the next year, year and a half by myself plugging in and just thinking if this works or not, let me just go to someone that's already done it already and I can just accelerate our growth. And we've had some incredible case studies of people that have gone from $8,000 a month to about $50,000 a month, like I told you, in 30 to 60 days. And most of the time it's because they already come in with a proven offer and a proven industry. And we're just helping them kind of take off from there.
Got it. So, you know, as you know, with the Marketing School podcast, people are really excited about marketing tactics or maybe excited about certain strategies. Is there anything you can speak to maybe recently that you're super excited about?
Yeah, of course. I would say the first thing that I'll tell you guys is this, and this is like always blows people away. It's kind of, I brushed over it, but that 7 hour rule. So keep in mind with this, like everyone in the world right now is buying everyone's attention. That's pretty much what's happening, right? And your attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And so if you're trying to generate leads or you're generating leads, you're not converting leads, it probably has something to do with this 7 hour rule. And so the thing that I would challenge everyone that's listening to this right now is sit down and figure out, okay, let me listen to the last 20 sales calls I've been on or the last 20 sales calls that my team's been on. What are the number one objections that people have? What are the number one questions people have? And then you can kind of create little micro pieces of content, 3, 5, 10, 15 minutes of content, 3 to 5 pieces of content on it, on your industry, on the offer, on the objections, whatever it is. And then you can essentially put that in front of your potential prospects or even your booked appointments before they get on the phone with you. And the ways that we do that is obviously email marketing after they book a time with us. I actually run paid traffic to people that book a time with us. So they've already booked a time and we're still running ads in front of them to answer their questions about objection handling. I actually have automated text messages or my virtual assistant will send out text messages. You'll probably get a text message here in a minute. Hey, Eric, I saw you just booked a time to speak with us. Here are some cool videos that'll help you out before you get on the call. And then just like Eric saw a second ago, if you went to our thank you page after you book a time at scalingwithsystems.com, what you'll see is another page with just dozens of videos on there that'll help people warm them up. And so that's probably, I mean, we have the data on it. It has increased our closing percentage of calls taken by over 14% in the past 60 days just by adding in an email that goes out that gives them the videos, a text message that goes out, and those videos on the thank you page. And so I would just challenge everyone to kind of create those little micro pieces of content and use it on both the cold outreach to people that are total strangers. So that's one of the ways that we stand out from people that are just like, hey, do you want to work with us? This is what we do. And that's all the email says to, hey, do you want to work with us? This is what we do. Here are some resources you might find useful. YouTube, blog, and then you pixel all those things so that they get retargeted by your ads afterwards. So you'll get a higher response rate, a higher booking rate, and then eventually a higher close rate as well.
Got it. And how about, I mean, you talked about building a homegrown tool. I guess I'm curious, what are some marketing tools that you're super excited about right now?
Yeah, so a few ones that we really love, actually one that we just brand new figured out probably in the last 30 days called Pletco. It's a pretty cool software. So first of all, my favorite CRM we've ever used is Close.io. Big shout out to those guys.
Close.com now. They've got the domain.
Yeah, Close.com. They did get .com. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So Close.com, it allows us to separate our leads based on dates, times communicated, and last communication point. So just like I think professional athletes work, if you have sales reps or virtual assistants, I want them to be as highly productive as possible. So I create pretty much a smart view inside of Close that says, hey, here are the people that have expressed interest. They've opted into one of our trainings and they haven't booked a time and no one has talked to them, either called, email, or text in the past 3 days. And it just pulls up this pre-populated list. And so my virtual assistant just goes in there and they'll just run through each individual email and add a little personalization touch point based on the website or whatever it is. And within an hour, they'll have a few hundred emails, personalized emails that are sent out. And then they disappear from that kind of smart view. And so that's honestly probably been one of the coolest pieces of software I've used yet. I won't go into the softwares I've used, but I've used a bunch of other CRMs that I think have a lot of wasted space or there's a lot of loading time in there. But I think Close is really incredible because it allows you to separate, if you know how to separate, like what we teach, to separate people based on when was the last time they heard of you. And then you can add things like they apply, they watch these pieces of content, whatever it is, and you can kind of really curate your messages from there.
Cool. Love that one. And we talk about books as well. I'm just curious, what's your one favorite business book?
Yes. So I think my favorite book ever is called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I actually give it as a gift for every single time a client signs up with us. But it's essentially the idea, his mentee was the gentleman that wrote The Compound Effects. And it's essentially just the idea that thank you very much. Essentially, the idea is like either A, every day in life, you're moving up on the slight edge, the decisions, small decisions you make every day, or B, you're moving down on the slight edge. So even standing still, as everyone here knows, is moving down. And that's the kind of stuff that propels me to eat healthier, to work out every single day, you know, investments, compound interest on that. And I just turned 26 about 2 months ago. And I just hope and want to continue this essentially slight edge and lead generation and lead sales development so that by the time I'm 35, 45, 55, I'm pretty much set up or my children are set up for success.
I love that. Yeah, I think for those of you that have an offer that's ready to scale, I think this makes a lot of sense. At least take a look at it. I'm not affiliated at all with Ravi's doing, but I like it. I think it's a good idea. So what is the best way for people to find you online?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you for saying that, Eric. So easiest way for people to find us online, I know I covered a lot of stuff. We only had about 30 minutes on this and I probably kind of like piqued your interest for a lot of stuff. I created a free course. It's about 8.5 hours long and you guys can go into it and you'll be able to learn a lot more about lead generation, lead development, virtual assistants, where to hire them, messaging, all that kind of stuff. I just go to scalingwithsystems.com/school and you guys will get instant access to it. It's literally 8.5 hours. People usually would pay for something like that. And then if you want to message me directly, I'd love to speak to anybody that got some value out of this. You can go to Instagram, Facebook or YouTube and just type in my first and last name, Ravi, RAVIABUVALA is my last name, Abuvala, and I'd love to connect there too.
All right. Thanks so much for doing this, man.
I appreciate you, Eric. Thank you guys so much for your time.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.